We think country style is the right style, Uncle Lumpy, but this is the air age.
Air age, hey? I guess you think we don't know nothing about it out here. Well, all you kids just gather around now and start listening to this here story about Orly and his magic feather.
Air age, huh?
Well, now, once upon a time, little old Orly, he is a-walking through the woods, and all of a sudden he's seen a funny-looking bird a-setting up in a tree a-singing a song. Well, sir, while he is a-looking, a feather dropped off in the bird and floated right down to the ground. Well, Orly, he picked it up and started kind of waving it around, and the first thing he knew, he was up in the air a-flying. Well, pretty soon, he found out that by waving that feather different ways, he could go anywhere as he pleased. So he just sailed back to the farm and lit up on top of the silo. Well, sir, his ma was out in the yard, and she got near scared to death.
Orly, she says, you come down off of there this minute before you crack your pumpkin head.
Well, now, Orly, he just kind of strolled over to the edge of the silo, waved his feather, and come down easy as milkweed lighting on a puddle. Well, now his ma near to fainted, but after he'd taken a few turns out over the barn and out by the creek, she decided that maybe that there feather was going to be all right after all. Well, sir, Orly, he flew around the farm for a few days, but one day he decided to go for a long trip. Happens it was his birthday, and he was having a party that afternoon, so he left real early, and he flew miles and miles and miles. He flew across creeks and mountains and little towns and houses, and after a while he seen a nice river and some trees, and he decided to come down. Well, sir, it was a nice warm day, and he decided to go for a swim. But when he got out, his feather was gone. Oh, my. Orly was scared because he had to get home for the party, and he started looking all over. Pretty soon he seen a couple of boys, and they told him a little girl had stuck that feather in her hat. Oh, dear. Well, sir, he found a little girl at her house, and she told him she'd give the feather to her brother. Pretty soon he found her brother, and he said that he'd put the feather on an arrow. Then he said,
I shot that arrow into the air, it fell to earth, and busted.
Well, now Orly was really scared, but just then he heard a sound. Yes, sir, that there was a magic bird, and Orly, he followed the sound, and pretty soon he seen that bird up in a tree. Now, all they had to do was to get another feather from the bird, but just as he got real close, it flew away. Of course, Orly, he chased after it. He run across fields and through the woods and down roads, but all of a sudden, he seen something funny. I gone as it was his own house, he'd run all the way home. And then he seen that there magic bird that was setting up on the clothesline of life and Adam. Well, sir, just as Orly come a-puffing and a-panting into the yard, the magic bird picked the feather off its back, tossed it to Orly, and flew away a-singing happy birthday. Yes, sir, that there feather was Orly's birthday present from the bird. I guess it just goes to show you that if you want to fly, you better take an airplane, because they ain't as easy to lose as feathers. That's all. Thank you.